Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke, filling in for Lori Walsh. SDPB Radio has invited all of the 2018 legislative candidates to introduce themselves to the voters through our Meet the Candidate series. Dan Allers is running for re-election to the State House of Representatives in District 25, which covers part of Minnehaha County. Allers is a small business and commercial property owner in Del Rapids, and we welcome him to our Sioux Falls studio today. Representative Allers, thank you for spending some time here with us.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Very involved in business. You know, that's one of the things. You've been involved with the Chamber of Commerce, and that's something that is important to you as a member of the state legislature. What do you bring from that field?
Well, you know, I think I bring the customer service aspect to it. The reason I like to be involved in my communities, they've done so much for me as a kid growing up in Del Rapids, as a student, and you know, owning a business is a way to give back. And I really enjoy being involved in the community. That's why, you know, I've been, you know, on the community foundation board, you know, before and after school programs, and on the Chamber of Commerce, because I like making my community a better place.
And you found serving your community a little bit larger on a statewide level now as a member of both, as a member of the state House of Representatives.
Yes, it seems like a natural extension of it. You bring a lot of the same things to the table. You have to be a good listener. You have to really be thinking about the needs of the people that you serve. And that's really, when you do that, it really makes your job pretty simple. You just have to listen to what people are telling you, and then trying to make the best decisions you can to improve your district, your state, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's really that simple for me.
Let's talk about some issues here. You're a member of the Governor's Mental Health Task Force, and yesterday there was some pretty big news announced through Avera that they received $7.8 million through the Helmsley Charitable Trust to implement their e-care division. So that's something that's really a major issue, not only here in South Dakota, but around the country. Talk about your involvement on that committee and its importance.
Yeah, that's a really big announcement, and it's key to what some of the focus has been on our mental health task force is access. You know, part of the problem that we've had is having enough professionals and having access to mental health assessments and care. Certainly telehealth, e-health, those are large components to that and can really help improve our access in rural communities where it's harder to find those professionals.
Another thing that is important to you as we move ahead into another legislative term here is government transparency. What are some of the issues you see that we need improvement on when it comes to that topic?
I think it would be important to have some of our state records available that are not currently available, and having access to them longer, having them easier to read. I think that's probably one of the things that I find, even as a legislator, I look at some of that stuff, and if I didn't know what I was looking for, or I didn't know what I was looking at, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that transparency is also a component of that, is being able to understand what you're looking at. So anything that I can do to help provide that, I think, is a great service to our constituents. You know, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has been really good about archiving what happens in our committees. That I've watched that grow. I was an intern in the legislature when they started proposing the idea of what we could do with our websites and what we could do with archiving information and having that open to the public. So being a legislator now and seeing that tool being used, those things are just really valuable, and we know that they're getting used. And during session, the number of hits that are going on our website, the number of podcasts that people are listening to jumps quite a bit. So it's just a good resource, and I think when people have access to that, they also have a better understanding of what's going on.
You were with us not so long ago, this past summer, because you were invited to participate in the Emerging Leaders Program, sponsored in part by the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Should you be reelected to a state representative seat in District 25, what did you learn during this Emerging Leaders session that would help you be a better legislator?
Well, I think what it offers is a safe space for Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, whatever your background is, to sit down and have an open conversation, and teaches you what you can get when you can break down those barriers. And I think that's a real important message for legislators and just citizens, especially in a time where tensions seem to be high and partisanship and rancor seem to be a little more prevalent than they have in more recent years. You find that when you allow those barriers to be broken down, that you have a lot more in common with your colleagues and with members of the other party. And you can have good dialogue, you can focus on the things that you can work on together, and you actually get something done. And mm-hmm. that's really, we're there and we're elected to, no matter what party my colleagues are, my constituents are, I'm there to work with them, I'm there to represent them. And it was a good, fellowship was just good reinforcement and helps me refocus on what I was elected to do.
Yeah, sounds like something that we could all benefit from no matter what our fields are. Let's talk about the measures a little bit. We had issues with a measure last year, and it became very contentious. Let's look ahead at measures that people will be voting on here in just a few weeks. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, I think, you know, the Amendment W is one that has garnered a lot of talk. That's changing campaigns finance and lobby laws, creating a government accountability board, and changing some of the referendum process. I know that it is a result of what happened with Initiated Measure 22. Mm-hmm. What the legislature did in not listening to the people of South Dakota was unfortunate. I certainly fought to have an open process during the repeal of that. We did get some good things out of it. We do have an accountability board now, and we're hoping that there's an opportunity to get some campaign finance restrictions passed in this next session. But putting that kind of stuff in the Constitution is a real problem for me philosophically. You know, your Constitution is a place that it is your outline for how your government is supposed to operate, what the duties of each branch are. And we're starting to see, and you see it with Marcy's Law, and I agreed with Marcy's Law, but putting it in the Constitution wasn't the appropriate place for it, because when we did have problems, our hands were tied and we couldn't fix it. And that became an additional expense for taxpayers, an unnecessary expense. So while I really appreciate what the people that are doing Amendment W are doing, I think that the Constitution is the wrong place for it.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into education a little bit. One of the topics you wanted to visit about this afternoon was needs-based scholarships and also pre-K education. Go ahead and detail your thoughts in those areas.
Well, the needs-based scholarship is something that we lag far behind our other states. For every Pell-eligible student in South Dakota, we have about $11 to $12 of funding for needs-based, where other states are $1,000 to $2,000 per student. And for someone like myself who worked and paid my way through college, a needs-based scholarship would have gone a long way. It would have helped me focus on my studies more instead of working, you know, 40 and 50 hours a week as I did all the way through college. Not that there isn't merit to working, but there's also needs to, like everything, there needs to be a balance. And we don't want our students coming out of college with a lot of debt and not being able to make enough money, you know, to pay that debt off. Mm-hmm. Students are coming out with far more debt than they did, 10 and 15 years ago. And we need to be conscious of that if we want to increase our workforce in South Dakota and meet those challenges that we're currently facing in workforce shortages. Then we need to have affordable education and a means for those people to get that higher education, to get those jobs, but also be able to stay here and afford to live here.
Are we getting close in that area? Are there things that can be accomplished in the next legislative session to get us to the point where we're more comparable to other states?
I think that there's an opportunity for that. Certainly, we've heard from our own Board of Regents. They have said, you know, needs-based scholarship is important. There are more and more legislators that are coming to that. And with our growing workforce needs and challenges, I think that the reality of it is that we do need to do something. And I'm hoping that we can. There's certainly, you know, if we start now and we start adding money to that pool, that pot will grow and it'll continue to generate additional dollars. We just have to have the political will to do that.
All right. It's been an interesting 10 minutes. Unfortunately, time is up. But Dan Ahlers, thank you very much for joining us for Meet the Candidate. Dan Ahlers is running for re-election to the State House of Representatives in District 25, which covers part of Minnehaha County. Come on back and see us again soon.
Anytime. Thank you.